This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root is on fire. The Root is on fire. War. Raw and unfiltered on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. Welcome, America. Welcome, real Americans. This isn't a show for illegal aliens and snowflakes and globalists and communists and Marxists and open borders losers. You're not invited to this show. Real Americans who were born in America and love America invited to this show. Trump's got something. He's got something big. You know, something gigantic's going to happen. The American people are going to find out that the entire government is corrupt and dirty. And they're all out to get Trump because he isn't dirty. So just like Saul Alinsky taught him, look in the mirror and whatever you see, blame the other guy. Keep blaming Trump for being dirty when you're the dirty ones. Trump had a comment today that's very interesting. I caught the swamp. I caught them all. Let's see what happens. Trump drops a bombshell, and communications director Dan Scavino teases a major development. For months, there have been rumblings that Inspector General Horowitz is going to release his report anytime soon on his investigation of the FISA court abuse during the 2016 election and into 2017. And for months, that news was delayed. In May, Attorney General Bill Barr appointed John Durham to review the origins of the Russian inquiry and the FISA warrant and the FBI surveillance activities. And just 2 weeks ago, the Attorney General announced the investigation was now a criminal probe. And we have heard that the Durham criminal probe may have been going on for some time. On Thursday, President Trump's online communications director, Dan Scavino, posted the ominous tweet, TikTok. And now today, President Trump said during his press conference, I caught the swamp. I caught them all. Let's see what happens. No one else could have done it but me. You know what I did? A big favor. I caught the swamp. I caught them all. Folks, something gigantic has just been broken. Something gigantic that proves the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the DOJ, they're all dirty. Dirty as dirt. Something bad's been going on. That's so filthy, so wretched, so corrupt, so hinky. This country's going to be in shock when you find out. The Democratic Party, well, I call them the Democrat Party, but I know the media calls them the Democratic Party. The Democrat Party is going to be tied to such a massive scandal, it will never recover. And by the way, more bad news for Pelosi and Schiff. Republican enthusiasm tops Democrats going into the election year, a rarity for the party in power. Gallup reported about 2 in 3 Republicans, 66% and 65% of Democrats, report being more excited about voting than they ever were in previous elections. This differs from the typical pattern Gallup has seen over the years, whereby those who identify with the political party of the incumbent have been less enthusiastic about voting than members of the opposing party. Yeah, we're going to run like banshees out to destroy Washington, D.C. It's time to blow it up, and I do not mean blow it up with a bomb. Don't misquote me, liberals. I mean metaphorically, I mean at the voting booth, blow it all to smithereens. It's time for the Democrats and the deep state and the D.C. swamp and the liberals and the communists and the globalists and the socialists and the Marxists and the open border anti-American losers to go somewhere else. Leave the country. Go to California and secede. Call it Cali, Mexico. But leave my country. As Democrat President Bill Clinton was preparing to leave office, Republicans and Republican-leaning independents were more likely than Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents express greater fervor for voting by 12 percentage points in both polls Gallup took. That partisan gap was present throughout 2008 when Republican President George Bush's term was ending and Democrats were more likely to report an increase in their enthusiasm. And during both elections when Democrat President Barack Obama was in office, Democrats expressed less enthusiasm for voting than Republicans. But the coup attempt, see, it's all backfired on you. And the thuggery of the Democratic Party and the deep state and the D.C. swamp have started a boomerang on the socialists and the Marxists and the communists and the America haters. The frauds. And just wait until the Durham report is released. I've got a new commentary coming out. It's called Ku Klux Klan. The Witch Hunt versus Trump. I have a new name for this witch hunt versus Trump. Ku Klux Klan. In honor of the architects Pelosi, Schiff, and Nadler. Ku and Klux and Klan. The case against Trump is falling apart by the minute. All the participants are being outed as Democrats, Trump haters, and deep state D.C. swamp denizens with a goal of removing Trump from office. Talk about conflicts of interest. But before I pick apart the case against Trump, let's take a look at why it's happening in the first place. It's simple. Democrats can't beat Trump, and they know it. On Thursday, Trump hit 50% approval in Rasmussen's poll. That's 3 points higher than Obama on the same day of his presidency. Trump is higher than Obama with 99% nonstop negative news coverage by the mainstream media and an impeachment inquiry. This is precisely why there is an impeachment inquiry. Democrats have no other way to beat Trump. By the way, there's also a new Mammoth poll out reporting Trump's favorability rating is better than every Democrat running against him. During impeachment, Trump's at 44, Biden's at 43, Warren's at 42, Bernie Sanders 41% approval, Kamala Harris 27, and of course the great gay hope, Pete Butthead, mayor of South Bend, 27% approval. I guess we're not going to have a gay mayor as gay president. That dream of Hollywood is over. Now to the actual case against Trump. This really isn't, and by the way, let me say something. I've always been pro-gay. I've got nothing against gay people. But you can't be president because you're gay. You could be president because you're gay and you're brilliant. You could be president because you're gay and you have great ideas to save America. But you can't be president just because you're gay. And that's what Democrats wanted with Pete Buttigieg, whatever the hell his name is. I can never pronounce it and I don't care to pronounce it. Mayor Pete, 27% approval. You're not going to be the president. And it's not going to be a first husband, I'm sorry. But someday, God willing, if we're lucky, there could be someone who's gay or black or Hispanic. No matter what it is, I don't care. As long as you're a Republican and you love America and you believe in American exceptionalism and you believe in capitalism, none of which is something Pete believes in. Now to the actual case against Trump. This really is an attempt to frame and railroad a president who Democrats just can't beat at the ballot box. First, can you imagine Republicans framing Obama over a phone call that someone heard about from someone else, third hand? Think about the reaction from the media and the civil rights organizations. How about if Republicans held the Obama impeachment inquiry in a secret room with no Democrats allowed in, no way to cross-examine accusers? Can you even imagine the cries of racism and modern that would come from the media? How about Obama's opponent, Mitt Romney, was allowed to vote on Obama's impeachment and removal from office? Are you kidding me? That would never happen in a million years. Democrats would burn Washington, D.C. to the ground. The guy who wants your job can't possibly serve on your jury, right? So how can Democrat senators running against Trump be allowed to vote on his impeachment? Obviously, that disqualifies any senator who's running for president against Trump. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, this guy Bennett from Colorado, and Cory Booker from New Jersey. Add in Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who ran against Trump until recently and then dropped out. That's 7 votes in the Senate who have the worst conflict of interest in history. That's like a CEO being on trial, and the jury consists of his biggest critics and business competitors. In what court in U.S. legal history would that be allowed? Take those 7 Democrat votes away, and it's literally impossible for Trump to be convicted in the Senate. Trump should ask the Supreme Court to rule on this issue. How about the main whistleblower? His name is an open secret in D.C. Guess his background. Registered Democrat. Works for the CIA. Worked for Obama. Worked for Biden and a bunch of Obama officials who are rumored to soon be indicted. Brennan Clapper and Susan Rice. Wait, it gets worse. He not only worked directly for Trump's opponent Biden, he traveled with Biden, was a guest of Biden at a State Department banquet, and was directly involved in the $1 billion foreign aid delivered to Ukraine. And he has alleged ties to the D.C. official who created the fake FISA warrant. But wait, it gets worse. Mark Zayed, the whistleblower's lawyer, tweeted out in January 2017, just as Trump was being inaugurated, the coup has started, impeachment will follow. And the Democrat star witness Bill Taylor, the top diplomat in Ukraine, admitted in a secret hearing he wasn't on the Trump-Ukraine phone call. It's all based on third-hand hearsay. And the other star witness, fired Ukrainian ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, appears to have lied under oath about contacting a Democrat staffer to discuss the case. This is so clearly a coup, and everyone involved in this Ku Klux Klan witch hunt needs to be indicted and punished to the fullest extent of the law. My commentary coming out Sunday, newspapers around the country, starts in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, but is syndicated around the country by Creator Syndicate. The title, The Coup, as in C-O-U-P, The Ku Klux Klan Witch Hunt versus Trump. And by the way, kudos to my fan and listener, Kurt, who came up with the great title, Ku Klux Klan, to describe Pelosi, Schiff, and Adler. Ku Klux Klan. Kurt, great, great words, man. I get all my best ideas from the wonderful fans of this show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We fight, just like Trump. We fight. We don't stand back. We're ass kickers, not ass kissers, like the rhinos who ran the Republican Party in the past. We're behind you, Trump, 110%. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My
my four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I'm your relentless Trump warrior. My conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. I'm on a war path. Let's go to war against all the bad people of the world, the evil people that hate America, that hate this country. And I used to think, you know, they were people on the outside, the George Soros is the world. But no, they're right on the inside. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, I'll tell you more in this show. It is amazing how bad Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are. And all the Democrats running for president, but those two stand above all else being pure communists who hate America and want to destroy us, take us all down, rip us all off. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, in beautiful Las Vegas. And when I say beautiful, when you think of the most perfect, sunny, blue sky day in the world, where it's exactly 72 degrees, that's right now in Las Vegas. What a day. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. Ed Stoltz, the owner of KBET in Vegas, gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And Fred Weinberg, the owner of USA Radio, gave me my shot in national syndication. Thank you, Fred. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the RootWall.com studio. RootWall.com is the main title sponsor of the show. I don't need to say anything else other than to go to RootWall.com. All your questions will be answered. It is my Root for the Wall PAC, Political Action Committee, to raise money for Trump's wall, which I think is the most important thing in the world if you want to keep America, America. So go to RootWall.com. All your questions will be answered. Please donate there, RootWall.com. It's a great cause, and it's my cause, your host's cause. Root for the Wall PAC paid for, responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, RootWall.com. Always have to say that.
And, of course, we love taking your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love getting your emails, wayneroot@gmail.com. My website, rootforamerica.com or rootwall.com. And you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. Big news stories of the day. There's so many of them. First of all, I tell you all day long to buy gold, buy gold, buy gold. The only antidote in world history to debt is gold. Global debt now tops $188 trillion, officially the biggest debt bubble the world has ever seen, and that number continues to grow rapidly each and every year. It's going to implode one day, and the entire world economic system will come down. Buy gold, buy gold, buy gold. I'm telling you. And ISIS urges its followers to unleash wildfires on America and Europe. And by the way, you don't think it's strange, all the fires that are constantly set in California? Very strange. That's all I'm going to say on the matter. ISIS telling people, fight the jihad by igniting the forests of America, France, Britain, and Germany, for they are painful for them. Very interesting. Every time you see fires being set in California, you got to think about that report. And I mentioned in my column that's coming out on Sunday, the alleged whistleblower was a Biden guest at a State Department banquet. The individual calls himself the whistleblower, who I think is a traitor and should be put in jail for decades. That's Eric Chiramella, everybody says in Washington, was a guest at a banquet co-hosted by Joe Biden, along with former Secretary of State John Kerry, for the Italian Prime Minister at the time, Matteo Renzi. And Eric Chiramella's of Italian heritage was among U.S. officials who were invited. He's listed among dozens of people who were invited to the October event hosted by Biden under the category of WHEOVP, which must mean White House VIP, White House Executive Office of the Vice President. He is VIP. And this was a document released by the Freedom of Information Act, and A appears next to his name, indicating he accepted the invite. The people invited by Biden's office, Chiramella, Obama Press Secretary Josh Earnest, Obama Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett, Obama Homeland Security Advisor Lisa Monaco, Obama Speechwriter Ben Rhodes, Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice. Do you understand how important Chiarella must have been to Joe Biden? Did you hear the list I just named? Come on. This guy was a big shot in the Biden world, the Biden universe. I keep saying, oh, like Obama, the Biden universe, not O-Biden. O-Biden universe. I'm trying to make Biden Irish. O-Biden. All right. No wonder Facebook wants to remove all references to whistleblower Chiamera and threatens the users. They can't even bring up his name. Because when you find out who it is, you realize the entire thing is a deep state witch hunt. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root War.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's re-election campaign is launching a Black Voters Initiative. Speaking at a rally in Atlanta, the president called it a movement.
We're going to win another incredible victory, and we are going to do it with a groundswell of support from hardworking African-American patriots. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, because altogether we've never done better. We've never done better than we're doing now.
Former Vice President Joe Biden became the latest presidential candidate to file paperwork for the first-in-the-nation primary, which happens to be a February 11th in New Hampshire. Biden remains at or near the top of many national polls among Democratic hopefuls. However, his campaign is lagging far behind some other candidates in fundraising. Biden also called former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg a solid guy and said he has no problem with him getting in the race. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Wayne Allen Root.
raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, before I get to my guest, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. I mentioned in the last segment an article that the average person ignores, but which I think was very, very significant. The global debt of the world now tops $188 trillion, and that number continues to grow rapidly each year. And in world history, nothing, and I mean nothing, has ever countered world debt or debt in general from any individual country better than gold. You've got to own gold. There's no choice. When the world's awash in debt, you've got to own gold. That's your only insurance policy against massive collapse of the economy, collapse of the stock market, collapse of the dollar, collapse of the entire world economy. $188 trillion in debt in the world, and it gets worse every day. Nobody's dealing with it. Nobody. All right, let me mention the sponsor of the show, because it's perfect timing. It's Swiss America. Because they are the most respected precious metals company, meaning gold and silver dealer, in the world. And have been for 35 years. And gold and silver have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth. And so they got a great offer for you to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. An exclusive offer only for my listeners for one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50 below cost, including delivery from Swiss America. And a special free report only for you, and a special DVD, 30 minutes long, hosted by yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. What do you have to lose? Absolutely nothing. 800-289-2646. Get yourself educated. Give them a call now. Got our guest here, Steve Moore, one of my old buddies, Heritage Foundation economist, one of the guys behind the entire Trump economic agenda, along with Larry Kudlow, former Trump economic advisor, co-founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Steve Moore, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Good. I was just thinking, remember they laughed at us when we said that Trump was going to win and that he was going to turn around the economy. And they laughed at our faces, right? You and me and a few others. And boy, you look at this economy now and the stock market. What's, you know, we had another, you know, new all-time highs this week, and you know, this is what happens when you put a businessman in the White House. You know,
that's it. And I look, my theory from the beginning, Steve, was that, you know, my hero of all time was Reagan. But as much as I love Reagan, he never. Where are you? What are you in the middle of an airport? What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, you can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you just have like sounds like a restaurant in the background. Is that where you are?
I mean, actually, I just got into the train station. I was in New Jersey yesterday at a big Republican. And believe it or not, we're going to turn New Jersey red this year. That's how good it's going to be in 2020.
I hope you're right. I hope you're not dreaming on that one. But I'll tell you, look, I just wanted to say that I loved Reagan, but I always thought, even though he's my hero, therefore I'm allowed to say something not perfect about him, Reagan was an actor. He never created a job in his life. He never built a business in his life. So if he did a great job for the American economy, I always figured, can you imagine how good a billionaire businessman and job creator like Trump could do? And sure enough, it happened and he did it. So it's very cool. You and I run the money.
By the way, it's not complicated. You just get the government out of the way.
That's it. That's it. Exactly. Right.
Get the government the hell out of the way.
Well, and also attitude. It's also attitude, I think. You know, I mean, Reagan loved us as businessmen, you and me. Reagan loved anyone who's a taxpayer or a business owner. And Trump loves taxpayers and business owners and job creators. And Obama had this hatred for us. So, of course, we didn't want to perform. Man, it is loud where you are, Steve. What's going on?
Okay, hold on. I'll go somewhere else. Quiet.
There we go. Much better. Yeah. A little better. There we go. A little better.
You know, the problem is that all these places now, they have music on in the background, and it's just so... Anyway, I mean, you're exactly right about that. And, you know, Trump got it. You know, he used to say it's going to be easy. And I said, well, it's not going to be that easy, Mr. President. And he's made it look easy. I mean,
he's made it look easy.
We have 7 million surplus jobs now. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
7 million. It's never happened before in American history.
Hold on. Define surplus jobs. Make sure everybody out there understands what you're talking about. What does that mean to have 7 million surplus jobs?
There's 7 million unfilled jobs in the United States today, and there's 6 million people looking for jobs. So I'm not stupid at math, but I think I can do the math.
So there's a million more jobs than there are people is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, exactly. So Dave, even if we put every single unemployed American in a job, we still have a million jobs left over.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, the theory sounds really good. The problem is there's millions and millions of Democrats who have never looked for a job and never will look for a job.
That's so. The problem, of course, yeah. Right? They're out of exactly. on welfare.
Exactly.
On welfare.
Or they're illegal aliens, you know, and they're working off the books. It's one or the other. But That's funny. That's interesting. That's never happened in the history of America before. 7 million
people. And the number keeps getting bigger. And I was half kidding the president. I was over at the Oval Office about releasing it. I said, Mr. President, please stop creating so many jobs. We don't have to work around these jobs. But wasn't that a wonderful problem to have?
Isn't it unbelievable, Steve? We're talking to Steve Moore. Who was the president's economist, basically. Isn't it unbelievable that all these things are happening and only you and I and major conservative websites and Rush Limbaugh talk about it? You know, and Sean Hannity talks about it. But outside of conservative circles where we're preaching to our own choirs, nobody knows this. They have no idea.
That's because they're too busy talking about impeachment. You and I fought these battles together. I mean, remember what they said if Trump is elected? He's going to cause the Second Great Depression. Remember, that's what all the Harvard...
Krugman!
People, you know,
Krugman! Krugman!
Destroy the American economy. He's going to cause a global financial calamity. We have the best economy in 30 years. And now, you know, I laugh so much now when I debate these liberals. The same people who said he's going to destroy the economy, now we have the best economy in 30 years. So you know what they say? Oh, this is just the Obama economy.
Right. They all have something to say, yeah. So someone should ask them, if it's really the Obama economy, how come none of this ever happened in 8 years under Obama? And by the way, you know what the other thing is? When Obama took over, he blamed all the bad stuff on Bush. And by the way, some of that was true. So he had a Bush hangover. How come when Trump took over, he didn't blame it on Obama? He immediately started creating jobs. It wasn't the Obama hangover. It didn't affect him in any way, shape, or form.
Well, because, you know, you don't understand that Obama was the Messiah, right? Everything
right.
he does was just worked so beautifully. And, by the way, I have great statistics. I have one more statistic for you. And I've been trying to blast this around, so I'm so glad to be on your show because I want every listener to write these numbers down. So I just looked at the latest Census Bureau data. It's called the Current Population Survey. They do that every month. It's the gold standard of economic data. And so I looked at what's happened with median family income. I'm talking about the middle class here, Wayne. I'm not talking about, you know, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and Tom Brady. I'm talking about, you know, middle class families from January 2017 when Trump entered office through the latest numbers are through September of 2019. Middle class incomes have risen $5,240, which is incredible. Because, especially when you consider, you know what the number was in 7 years under Obama, not counting the recession?
Yeah, not counting the recession. I know it was like $1,000, not counting the recession, right?
$1,100.
But I don't know why you don't count the recession. Always count it. He deserves the blame.
I should.
You're too nice.
I did that because I didn't want to piss, you know, I didn't want to give any talk to the liberals. But they still, even though I didn't count the recession.
Right, I get it.
Oh, no, you have to count from the bottom income. You know,
well, wait. I want you to remember something. I called your office and you had someone give me all the numbers and all the stats.
Yeah.
And when I did the math and I counted everything, the recession included, Obama and Bush together, I think the number was, together in 16 years, I think the middle class income went up $300, something like that. And then Trump in 30 months, $5,000. And nobody cares. Nobody cares outside of us as the fans of Trump. It's amazing.
What's really funny is the Washington Post wrote this scathing piece saying, oh, Steve Moore is using this faulty data and da-da-da. And because I've dealt with these people from a group called Century Research, and they're the experts on this. They ran the Census Bureau program for 30 years. And so I looked back and I found that over the years, the Washington Post has used Century data all the time. But now that it's showing Trump is a big, you know,
they don't
want to use somebody.
It's unbelievable.
You know, what's the old saying? If it weren't for double standards, they wouldn't have standards at all.
There you go. Hey, so let me ask you an honest question. Look, you and I love Trump. You and I think Trump's great. You and I think the economy is very good. And I think it can get much better if Trump's reelected. It can absolutely get better.
Me too.
But let me give you the one negative in my whole vocabulary. Yeah. The only negative
is... I heard about the $100 trillion in debt.
Yeah, $188 trillion in the world.
Yeah.
So when is Trump ever going to deal with debt, ever? I hope in that second term he's going to deal with debt, because he's never said a word about it in this term. And probably rightfully, because we were in trouble and the economy needed a boost. You couldn't worry about debt. But do you think he's going to get to that issue? He's got to get to it, because it's a weakness for us as an economy, as a country, but it's also a way for Democrats to hit him. Oh, his tax cuts, they caused more debt. The debt's going higher. Can't Trump commit to lowering the debt? And that would be a wonderful thing.
It would. Every time I meet with him, I mention that. But I want to say one thing, because I want to be very clear on this. in 2019, fiscal year 2019 ended on September 30th, so about a month ago. So we have the official data for 2019. Federal tax receipts into the United States Treasury
were higher
than any other year in history,
yeah,
adjusted for inflation. What does
right.
that tell you?
We're spending too much.
Yeah, we're spending too much. Exactly.
I know, but Trump's got to help us with that. He could veto the budget until they lower it, right? I mean, he could.
That's
theoretically.
I say use your veto pen and stop
right.
vetoing these bills. But so far he has been reluctant to do it. So you and I have to work with him on that one.
All right, we got to talk to him about that. Absolutely, positively. He's doing a great job. And you know the other thing I want to talk to him about, I'm going to keep saying it in your ear, Steve. I, from day one, said tax cuts are the miracle. And he did a tax cut, but it was almost all for corporations. Part two is needed. We need a tax cut for individuals.
Amen.
And I hope that's coming next, right? For individuals.
That's tax cuts Trump 2.0.
Okay, well, that's what we need. He's got to announce it because that's how you get reelected. Got to tell everybody, we're going to do that if you reelect me. Middle-class people and average small business owners like me will get tax cuts. That's what you got to talk about, all right? Lower that
right,
top rate. Back to Reagan days. 28%. All right, Steve, love you. Thanks for everything, man.
Thanks, Wayne. Take care.
Be good. Go back to the train. Wayne Allyn, War Now. That was a funny interview. Guy has, like, dishes going in the background, things moving. But he's a busy guy, man. A lot of stuff going on with Steve Moore's life, just like Wayne Root. I do interviews all the time. And because I'm on the radio, I get it. I only do interviews on a landline, not a cell phone. I just won't do interviews on a cell phone because it's, especially in your car or when you're traveling, it's just impossible. It doesn't work. But in any case, we take Steve Moore anywhere we can get him, so we got him. Wayne Allyn, War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Hey, I've been saying for such a long time now that my TV show on Newsmax, which is at 5 o'clock West Coast time. I mean, when I'm on the air here, I'm nationwide. But my flagship station is in Las Vegas, and so Vegas time, it's on at 5 o'clock West Coast time. And Monday through Friday, every day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, my show is on. And all of you that listen to me on the radio can now watch me on TV starting on November 13th. I started announcing that in like late August, early September. That was a long time ago. Well, now it is almost November 13th. It's next Wednesday. So next Wednesday, my radio show becomes a TV show in Las Vegas, as well as Phoenix and Tucson and all of San Diego and Orange County. Whoever has Cox Cable, 6.2 million cable subscribers. It's the third biggest cable system in the United States of America, and they're getting Newsmax TV on November 13th. So that day, next Wednesday, you get to watch my show. So if you're listening in Vegas and you have Cox Cable and you've never watched me before, and I'm just a voice to you, because that's what happens when I'm out in Vegas. Everywhere I go, people are like, I know that voice. Are you Wayne Allen Root? Oh my God, I didn't know what you looked like. Or they say, or someone says to me something about Wayne Root, and they go, wait a minute, are you Wayne Root? Because another person said it, and they go, oh, I never knew what you look like. So all you people who don't know what I look like, you can watch me 5 nights a week on TV now. It's not just radio in Vegas on KBET 790 AM. And soon we're adding FM, by the way, to KBET, so we'll be AM and FM. But it's not just radio. Now you can watch me every night, Monday through Friday, on Cox Cable, starting on Wednesday at 5 o'clock West Coast time. All right? And if you're listening anywhere else in the country and you don't get me on cable, because obviously I'm DirecTV, I'm Dish TV, and I'm on a lot of cable systems, just call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and Newsmax will connect you to whoever your cable carrier is anywhere in the United States, and you tell them I demand Newsmax TV so I can watch my favorite host, Wayne Allen Root. Or I'm going to leave and go to DirecTV or Dish TV. And they'll listen. I had people do that for 3 years in Vegas, and finally Cox Cable came around. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It is free. So Facebook removes all references to whistleblower Eric Chiramella, the alleged whistleblower, and threatens their users. They join the liberal media in purposely hiding the truth from the American public that it's Eric Chiramella. He is CIA. He is dirty. He is deep state. And here's Judicial Watch. White House, and why are they so scared? Why is Facebook and all the liberals so scared of mentioning Eric Chiaramella's name? Well, the White House visitor logs detail anti-Trump CIA whistleblower Eric Chiaramella's meetings. Judicial Watch says that. And here's a list of who this guy has worked with: DNC operative Alexandra Chalupa in creation of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, fired from the National Security Council for leaks and returned to the CIA, worked directly under James Clapper, worked and traveled with Joe Biden, served in the Obama administration, worked with John Brennan, is a registered Democrat. CIA snitch Eric Chiaramella filed a whistleblower complaint on August right after the CIA changed the rules for the definition of whistleblower. It's amazing. Amazing. Chiaramella, by the way, was not on the call. He heard about it, and his report was filled with inaccuracies. He is a bad guy. Chiaramella was kicked out of the White House for leaking negative stories about Trump. Trump hater Chiaramella was behind the fake story that Putin told Trump to fire Comey, a complete fake news story from 2017. Chiaramella's attorneys worked for Clapper and Chuck Schumer and donated to Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. An attorney for Chiaramella is a member of hashtag resistance, the people who say we will resist Trump no matter what. He worked with Joe Biden. He had no problem with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's million-dollar pay-for-play scandal with Ukraine. He traveled with Joe Biden to Ukraine. He worked with DNC operative Alexandra Chalupa in the creation of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. A former associate of James Clapper assisted Chiaramella with the complaint against Trump. Adam Schiff's aides, Abigail Grace and Sean Misko, worked with Chiaramella in the White House. And now we know Eric Chiaramella was a guest of Joe Biden to a luncheon with the Italian Prime Minister in 2016. And on Friday, Judicial Watch released the White House visitor log, the White House visitor logs, detailing Eric Chiaramella's meetings. Judicial Watch announced the analysis of Obama-era White House visitor logs that detail meetings of controversial CIA employee Eric Chiaramella, who had been assigned to the White House. Chiaramella reportedly was detailed to the Obama White House in 2015, returned to the CIA during the Trump administration in 2017. The logs reveal Alexandra Chalupa, a contractor hired by the DNC during the 2016 election, who coordinated with Ukrainians to investigate President Trump and his former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, visited the White House 27 times. The White House visitor logs reveal the following individuals met with Eric Chiaramella while he was detailed to the Obama White House. Daria Kaleniuk, co-founder and executive director of the Soros-funded Anti-Corruption Action Center in Ukraine. The Hill reported on April 16, the U.S. Embassy under Obama in Kiev took the rare step of trying to press the Ukrainian government to back off its investigation of both U.S. aid and this Soros-funded anti-corruption action center. Wow. Just look, it's a long list of things. It would take me a half hour to read all this. Let's just say that this guy, Eric Chiaramella, is a dirty slime ball, deep state CIA scum bucket, who's tied in with Biden and Clapper and Brennan and the DNC and all the people that created the lying, fraudulent FISA warrants. This guy is so dirty, he could take a shower and use soap and the dirt wouldn't come off. Eric Chiaramella, you are dirty, 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 and now we got you, man. And I hope Trump was talking about you. Hope they put you in jail for 100 years.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Offer.